So today we're going to take up where we left off last time. We left at chapter 2, verse 22.
今天我们从上次停到的那节经文开始继续。上次是在二章的约翰福音二章的二十二节停下来。
And so we're going to start, in verse 23.
我们今天从二章二十三节开始。
And, might say that the chapter divisions and the verse divisions, they're not inspired. In other words, they're not in the originals.
那我必须要讲的一个点呢，就是我们的章和节的断章和断节这个事情呢，不是最初的圣经的样子，所以它并不是从圣灵来的。
They have been, put in for our convenience.
这只是为了我们的方便，后人加上去的。
And generally speaking, they're very, very good.
那总的来说呢，这个分的还是非常好的。
But this next section dealing with Nicodemus, rightly it starts in verse 23, not in chapter, the last three verses of chapter 2.Really belong in chapter 3 if you were to do it.
那实际上这里呢就有一个点在23节后面的三节23到25节呢其实更应该分到第三章去它是一个故事的整体。
And connecting those verses with what follows, gives commentary on it so that we might understand, a little more.
那这个会给第三章的故事呢一个解释，那这样的话，让我们更好的理解这三节经文。
So what we'll do is we'll read from chapter 2, verse 23, to chapter 3, verse 15.
那我们今天这么来读，从二章的二十三节顺序读到三章的十五节。
You can read around the table and read in Mandarin if you will.
我们从顺序读下去，我们用中文来读。约翰福音的二章二十三节到三章的十五节。当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人，也不用得随见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
有一个法利赛人，名叫尼哥德慕，是犹太人的官。
这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所做的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
你对你母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
从肉身生的，就是肉身；从灵生的，就是灵。
我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。
风随着地吹，你听见风的声响，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从肉身生的，也是灵。”
耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？”
我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，
我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
我对你们说，地上的事你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
除了从天上降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，
叫一切信他的人都得永生。
Amen.
Amen. So now we turn to verse 23.
那我们回到二十三节二章。
You can see there's a natural break here from our previous study where he cleansed the temple in Jerusalem.
所以你会看见这里有一个很自然的过渡，就是从二十二节往前，他洁净圣殿的部分到这里。
So it seems that he made a number of miraculous signs when he was in Jerusalem during that feast time.
那我们看从这里能够知道呢，他应该在这个 过节的时候在耶路撒冷行了许多的神迹。
It doesn't say what they were, but we assume it was healing the lame and perhaps giving sight to the blind, casting out demons and so on.
那虽然这里没讲是什么样的神迹，我们从其他地这个耶稣行的神迹能够猜得到呢，也应该就是比如说让瞎子看见，瘸子行走，赶出鬼。
And so we understand though that because it was a feast time and people were had traveled from all over the world, to come to Jerusalem for that feast, that there were many witnesses to these signs.
那我们也知道呢，这是一个过逾越节的过大节的时候，所以各个地方会来犹太人来朝圣，所以这个时候呢，有耶路撒冷是满了各地来的犹太人，所以这样的神迹呢，会给很多人做见证。
And so you can imagine that there was a lot of interest in what he was doing, and a lot of discussion among the people.
所以你猜得到呢，这里面肯定会有在人们当中形成很多的议论，说这个人是谁，他做的什么事。
During the feast time, they say there might be as many as 2 million people in Jerusalem.
所以在这种节期的时候啊，人们普遍猜测呢，在耶路撒冷都会达到200万人。
So that's about the population, not quite, but almost the population of Greater Vancouver.
那这个几乎都到了这个大温哥华的总人口啊，这么一个规模了。
And so you can imagine the excitement that there was.
那你可以想象这样的事情出来，人们聚集的时候的那种兴奋。
And so there were many, many witnesses to his miracles, and these miracles also pointed to the fact that he was the promised Messiah.
然后这里，也同样，这些神迹呢会引导大家去相信他就是那个要来的弥赛亚。
And it says here they believed in his name.
这里说呢，他们就信了他的名。
Now that phrase believed in his name, we need to examine that exactly what their faith was based on.
所以这里我们要详细查考他们这样的信心基于什么样的事情。
What does the scripture say as we look at it? It says that they believed on his name when they saw the miracles.
所以经文上下呢，我们看得出的因果关系是，他们信了他的名，因为他看见了他所行的神迹。
In other words, their faith was based upon their senses, what they saw.
那换句话说呢，他们的信心建立在他们的感官上，就是他们看见了什么，他们就相信。
Now, many people say, well, show me and I will believe.
所以很多人会说呢，这么样的一个逻辑，说你显给我看，我就信。
But there's a weakness there, isn't it?
但这里呢，会有一个弱点了。
Because once you see something, and that event passes, then the only thing you have is a memory.
所以当你看见一样什么事情的时候呢，这件事情会在时间里过去。当这个事情过去了以后呢，你能够留下的只有记忆。
You can't go back and examine the circumstances of what you saw.
你不能再回到那个过去的时间里，再去查考你所看见的这个事情的所有详细的环境。你没有这个机会。
And that's why the Word of God is so important as the basis of our faith.
这就是为什么神的话，圣经是如此重要，对于我们的信心的基石来说。
Miracles never produce faith.
因为神迹啊，永远不能带来真实的信心。
The purpose of the miracles was to confirm either the man or his message.
所以神迹总是为了去证实，或者这个人是真实的，或者他的话是真实的。
The miracles the Lord Jesus performed, therefore, that they saw, it was an intellectual belief. the miracles that Jesus did, when the people believed, it was an intellectual understanding. It was an intellectual belief.
所以这个神迹所验证的是这些人的信呢，他是头脑里的信。
It was not a spiritual belief.
它不是一个灵里的信。
A spiritual belief only comes through believing the word of God.
那灵里的信呢，只能是从信神的话而来的。
The word of God never changes.
因为神的话永远不变。
What you see, may not be real. It may, in fact, you may be deceived.
所以你看见的呢，不一定都是真实的，甚至有的时候呢，它是有欺骗性的。
Magicians become very famous and wealthy for fooling the senses, don't they?
嗯，那我们都知道这些个术士啊，这些个巫师也会很有名，因为他们也能够愚弄人的感受啊。
And they can trick people into believing something that never happened.
嗯，然后他也会引导人去相信一些从来没有，其实不是真实的东西。
Also our feelings, how we feel about something will never produce real saving faith.
那我们的感觉，我们对一些事物的感官也不会带给我们真实的信心。
So a faith that's based upon miracles is not a saving faith.
所以基于神迹的信心啊，是不会带来得救的那种信。
Now, there, it says they believed in his name. The name there refers to the him as the Messiah.
所以这里讲到的，他们就信了他的名。这个名呢，就是指他们相信他是那个弥赛亚。
And so, as I mentioned, it was an intellectual, belief that he was the promised Messiah to come.
所以这里就是一个头脑里的，信什么呢？他就是那个要来的弥赛亚。
But it was based upon their political hopes, not their spiritual hopes.
但这个是基于他们里面政治的那个盼望，因为他们想要推翻罗马统治，而不是他们灵里的盼望。
They were looking for the Messiah, from God to relieve them of the oppression of the Roman Empire.
所以他们盼望呢，神差来的弥赛亚会带领他们，从罗马统治的苦难当中解救出来。
And bring independence to Israel.
带给以色列人独立。
So they could have their own king and be self-determining.
那这样的话，他们有自己的王，能够自我做主。
And we find this out because it's there in verse 24. It says, Jesus' comments about this is that he would not entrust them himself to them, for he knew all men.
所以24节说呢，耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
You see, Jesus knew what was in their heart.
因为耶稣呢，知道他们心里想的。
Their faith was based not on a spiritual hope, but it was based upon a political hope for this earth.
那他们这样的信心不是灵里的信，而是那个政治上的信。
And so Nicodemus, the story we have later, he's an illustration of the faith that these people had.
所以底下我们三章看见那个尼哥底母呢，他就是这种信心的一个代表。
He says here in verse 2, if you look at chapter 3 verse 2,
如果你看三章二节，
and this is what their faith was.
这就是他们的信心。
He said, Rabbi, that is a very respectful way of introducing the Lord, a respectful way he paid respect to the Lord Jesus by calling him this rabbi or teacher.
所以二章呢，一开始他们讲，叫耶稣说拉比，拉比是一个非常尊敬的尊称，对于耶稣。
And he's speaking now for the majority of people that had seen those miracles.
而且他呢也代表那些一切看了那些神迹的人啊来说话。
He says, we know.
他说我们知道，你看。
We know that you are a teacher come from God because nobody could do those miracles except God is with him.
他说我们知道呢你一定是从神那里差来做师傅的，因为你做的这样的神迹没有神同在是做不出来的。
So, as far as the people were concerned, they just believed that he had come to God, come from God as a teacher.
所以这句话就代表当时的人普遍相信呢，耶稣是从神那里来做师父的。
But not as a savior.
不是来做救主的。
You see? A teacher is one that instructs you intellectually.
那你要看到呢，一个师父，一个老师，其实是在头脑里教导你的那样的人。
But the nation didn't need more teaching, it needed a savior.
但是整个国度其实并不需要更多的老师，它需要一个救主。
If you go back to verse 24, we find there that Jesus knew us.
所以24节，回到2章24节，耶稣是知道的。
He knew that they weren't believers in him as a person.
所以耶稣知道呢，他们不会相信耶稣啊，是相信他是这个一个人呐、啊，一个道成肉身的。
They believed in the outward signs, they believed in an outward kingdom, but they didn't believe in him as the Savior.
所以他们相信呢，是那样一个外在的国度，相信的是一个政治上的拯救，他不是从个人去相信耶稣是他的一个救主，所以这是两个不同的信。
You remember John the Baptist?What he said when he saw the Lord Jesus.
所以你会看见当施洗约翰当他看见耶稣的时候他是怎么说的。
He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world.
他是这么说，他说看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽，这是完全不同的角度。
But the Jews didn't see him like that at all.
但是其他的犹太人完全不是从这个角度去看见耶稣的。
And so, in verse 24,It says Jesus would not entrust himself to them.
所以24节才会有耶稣说他并不将自己交托给他们。
Turn to chapter 6 and verse 15, and this further illustrates what was in the minds of these people.
我们回到往后翻看到6章的15节我们就知道这些人脑子里想的是要耶稣干啥了。
Chapter 6 and verse 15.
约翰福音的六章十五节。
The setting for this verse that I've brought out is he had just fed the 5,000 with bread.
这节经文的背景是他刚刚用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
They'd seen this great miracle of this multiplication of this bread and fishes.
他们看见了如此大的一个神迹，就是饼和鱼自己会产生。
A small boy's lunch fed a whole multitude.
一个小男孩的午餐喂饱了一大群的人。
What was their reaction of the crowd?
但是呢，之后人群的反应是什么呢？
There we read in verse 15.
这就是十五节的反应。
Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去。
You see, that's what they were looking for, a deliverer. That was in their hearts.
你可以看见呢，这就是犹太人在心里面一直寻求想要的东西。
And so miracles do not produce faith.
所以呢，神迹不会带来真的信心。
Turn over to Romans chapter 10.
那我们看一下罗马书的十章。
Romans chapter 10 and verse 17.
十章的十七节。
Paul is summing up his argument here. He says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
他说可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
The word, actually the word of God, literally. I think you'd have that in in your Chinese would be the word of God.
就是神的话，是。
So how is faith produced?
我们信心怎么来的呢？
Through the word of God.
从神的话来的。
The word of God never changes.
因为神的话从来不变。
If you're wondering if God's promises are the same yesterday as they are today, you can look up the same passage and it says exactly the same thing.
因为当你怀疑神是不是跟你有一样的应许在过去和现在，那你再去查考经文，那个经文是不变的，它一直在那里。
And it's always since the Holy Spirit recorded this for us, it's always said the same thing.
自从圣灵把这些话写下来以后，这些话就从来没有变过，一直是这样。
A person can be blind and not see any miracles.
那一个人很可能是瞎子，他从来没见过任何神迹。
And he can read his Braille Bible.And it says the same thing day after day.
但他可以读那个盲文的圣经那这些圣经也还是不变的，他依然能够。
Our feelings, they go up and they go down, and they go up and they go down. The word of God always stays the same.
我们的感受啊，我们的心情忽上忽下，忽上忽下，但这个话总是不变的。
So faith comes by hearing the word of God, and that's a spiritual thing.
所以信道啊。是从听到来的，这样的听到进了心里以后，这就是属灵的信心了，这就不变了。
So we have this verse 24. Jesus wouldn't entrust himself to.
回到二章二约翰福音二章二十四节，所以耶稣就不把自己交给他们。
He knew that their faith was not a real faith.
因为他知道这些人的信心呢，不是一个真信心。
He knew what was in man.
他知道万人。
And in verse 25,
25节说呢
he didn't need anybody else to testify either.
他也不是用不着谁见证人怎样。
And then that last line there in verse 25 says, he knew what was not only about man, he knew what was in man.
所以25节后半段呢他知道人心里所存的。
He knows people's motives.
他知道人的动机。
And he can examine the wickedness and the unreliable heart of man.
他也能够查考人的软弱，人里面那无所依靠的、不能够依靠的那些东西。
Let's look at a couple of verses here. Matthew chapter 9.
我们更多查考一些相关的经文，马太的九章。
Matthew chapter 9 and verses 2 to 6.
九章的二到六节。
We see here an example of the Lord Jesus. He knew exactly what was in men and what they were thinking. He knew their motives. Verse 2 says, Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, that is the faith of these men who brought this poor paralyzed man, he said to the paralytic, Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven.
这里是一个例子，耶稣能看见人动机和心的一个例子。九章的二节，有人用褥子抬着一个摊子到耶稣跟前来，耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, This fellow is blaspheming.
有几个文士心里说，这个人说健忘的话了。
Notice they didn't say to one another, they were saying this inside.
你注意哈，这里他并不是彼此有交头接耳的说话，都是每个人自己在心里说，哎，这个人怎么说健忘的话了。
And Jesus knew their thoughts.
但是耶稣知道他们心里所说的。
And he says that they were evil thoughts.
而且呢，他指出你们这里心里怀的是恶念呢。
Because they were accusing the Lord Jesus of blaspheming.
因为他们指责耶稣是亵渎的。
Because he had forgiven this man his sins.
因为呢，耶稣说他赦了这个人的罪。
Of course, the story goes on to demonstrate that the Lord Jesus said, "What is it easier to say your sins are forgiven?" Or to say, arise, get up and take up your bed and walk.
我们都知道后面耶稣的故事的进展是耶稣问他们哪一样更容易呢？是赦罪还是让你站起来
？You see, There's a question there, isn't there?
你看，这是有个问题啊。
Who can make a paralyzed man walk?
谁能让一个瘫子行走呢？
His demonstration of making this man rise up and walk was a demonstration to the Pharisees that he could also forgive sins.
所以他让一个瘫子站起来的这样的一个神迹，就是显明他其实有赦罪的能力。
And so he, but what I want to bring out here is he understood, he looked right into their hearts and knew exactly what they were thinking.
所以这里我想说的就是，其实耶稣是能够看穿人的心，知道人心所想的。
So he, that day, back here in, when he's, didn't in the feast day, but if we go back to chapter 2, verse 25, he knew what was in their hearts.
然后回到约翰福音二章二十五节的时候呢，他知道人的心里是怎么样的。
They wanted a change of politics. They didn't want, but their hearts would remain the same.
所以这些人心里要的就是推翻政治上的统治，但他其实他们的心里的那些罪啊都还在的。
You see, so the Lord Jesus knew that. And in the story as we go now into the story of Nicodemus, we're going to explore these thoughts that have been introduced, so far.
所以当我们进到三章的故事的时候呢，我们就能够更多的能够查考，能够明白刚才我们讲的这几个点。
Before we go into there, we'll let Jeet make some comments.
These people that saw these miracles and believed in his name, you know, belief and faith are something that has to be deeply entrenched in a person. Because if you believe something or if you have faith, that means you will follow it up with action. And if there's no action, then your faith and your belief is pretty well dead. You see, they saw these miracles. Oh, that was wonderful. A prophet has come amongst us, and he's healing the blind, and he's healing the sick. But that deep thing that they didn't believe was that Jesus is God. That's what they didn't believe. That he's the savior of the world.
这里呢，其实讲到的这个信呢，有个很重要的点，就当一个信进到人的心里去的时候呢，它一定会带来一个行动上的变化。就如果没有一个行动上的变化呢，这个信它很难改变人。所以这里呢，这些人的信呢，它是一个被动的，他只是希望得着他，就他没有想去改变自己，他只是希望自己想要的那个东西能够实现，所以这些人最终其实他并不是真正的相信耶稣是神。
So we read in the Old Testament, all the saints there, they were moved by faith and they were moved by fear. When God told them something, they did it. And Noah, he built an ark. It took him 100 years or so to build that ark. But he believed and he put that belief and faith in God into action and he did exactly what God said. Now these people here were following Jesus. He was also teaching in the temple. But they did not follow his teachings, they wanted to crucify him at the end.
所以这里呢，很有意思的对比，就是比方说旧约的那些先知，当他们相信神的时候呢，都是神告诉他们做什么，他就去做什么。比方说挪亚，上帝告他造个方舟，那是需要很大的信心的，那是他根本不能想象的一件事情，那他就去做了。所以他改变的是自己，他是放弃自己的惧怕、怀疑，他去跟随神的命令去走的。这些人是反的，这些人是要神去跟着他走，而且他要去改变这个罗马统治，那要他就认为上帝要差一个人来去按照他的意思去行，所以这个不是真正的信心。
We could just read in James chapter 2.
我们可以看一下雅各书的二章啊。
And maybe we can read right to the end of verse 25, at the end of the chapter, actually.
雅各书二章的十四节一直到二十六节。 14 to 25, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
14 to the end of that. Place of deeds.
Yeah. 雅各书二章，刚才停405页，对，405页。刚才停在谁呢？我们顺序读下去。
Do you want to read that in Mandarin?
或者我先读吧。我的雅各书二章，二章十四节开始。对，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你里面有人对他们说：“平平安安的去吧，愿你们吃得饱，穿得暖，吃得饱。”却不给他们身体所需的，这有什么益处呢？
这样信心若没有行为，就是死了。
别有人说你有信心，我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便接着我的行为，将我的信心指给你看。
你信神只有一位，你信的不错，摩西也信，却不圣经。
虚浮的人呐，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？
可见信心与他的行为并行，并且信心因着行为才能成全。
这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
继续。
他又得称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着行为。
继续，对。
妓女
喇合
雅合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？
身体没有灵魂是死，信心没有行为也是死。
阿门。
So that's what it is. That faith and belief, if you have faith in the Word of God,like Eric was saying, it never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same. And Jesus is the same. He never changes. What he says, he said. That's it. It never changes. Because he is God. Now these people did not believe that Jesus is God. They did not believe in a merciful God. They believed a God that would come and conquer the Romans for them. You see, we have preconceived ideas in our hearts.But they're not the same idea as what God is. God's ideas, His truth, is very different from ours.
所以这里的人呢，当时的犹太人，他们是有一个预见啊，自己里面预定的，看见对上帝啊，他们并不是，真的，谦卑的来，相信上帝，来查考上帝究竟是想要做的是一个什么事情。所以，某种程度是他们自己的心思是大过神的心思，他并不相信神。
So we must always ask God to correct our way of thinking, because our way of thinking is not like His way of thinking. It's corrupt. These people only had their selfish motives in mind. They wanted the Romans out of the way so that they can rule themselves.
所以我们常常会祷告求神来改变，来纠正我们的心意，因为我们的心意是在罪里面堕落败坏来的。但是呢，这些犹太人呢？他们会持守自己在私意里的心意，那这些心意呢其实并不是从神来的，因为神的道路高过我们的道路。
And we are no different than these people that are here. We are very selfish. Our hearts are very, very selfish. And when we pray many times, we say to the Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me this, give me that, help me with this, help me with that. But we don't pray according to the Lord's will. What is His will? Mm-hmm.
所以我们和这些人的本质上没有太大的区别。那我们常说祷告的时候也会说，主啊，你帮我改变这个改变那个，你帮我靠着做这个做那个啊。其实性质上也是一样的，我们并不比这些犹太人强太多。
So our prayer should also always be, Lord, you know the best for me. I'm in this problem. I've got this situation. Or whatever it is when you're praying that,Lord, you know what's best. You know why I'm in this situation. Maybe it's to teach me some kind of a lesson. Maybe it's for another purpose. But maybe I don't know. But maybe the Spirit of God can clarify that to me. So we pray according to His will.
所以我们真正祷告的时候呢，是要求主的旨意成全的。我们所以说呢，你比我更知道这个环境啊，你一定知道这样的环境对我有什么好处啊。所以呢，你的旨意成全是最重要的。那你要告诉我啊，我要学到一些什么东西啊？我在这个环境里，我该怎么样做呢？能让你的旨意更好的成全。
God already knows what we need and what kind of problems we have.
因为上帝其实是知道我们的麻烦，也知道我们想要的一切的事，他都知道。
But He loves His children to come in faith, to in prayer to Him, to talk to Him.
但他喜悦他的孩子呢，在信心里相信他的道路和旨意呢，在这样的信心里来到他面前去祷告。
There was a brother in Port Alberni who always came to God for every little thing. He would pray about it. His pen ran out of ink. There was no more ink left in his pen. And he prayed to God that He would give him a pen, the right pen. You might think it's silly, you know, that it's just a simple pen. You go to the store and you buy a pen. But you're inviting God to help you select the right pen. God knows all the pens that are in that pile. He knows the best pen that's in there.We don't know. We just go in there and grab a pen. Maybe it works 2 days. We have to throw it out. There might be a pen in there that'll last you maybe 1 year.
所以即便一件小事啊，他说到一个弟兄啊，他做祷告的时候呢，即使一件小事小到一个笔啊，没有墨了啊，他会说主啊，你带着我去找到一支对的笔啊。就对于我们来说，我们可能觉得这个事情根本没必要去求，也没必要去说，你自己买支笔不就行了吗？那。但是呢，这样的只是一个例子了，就是，你一生当中有很多这样的事情。也许这支笔你去拿的时候呢，这支笔写两天就坏了，啊，就是因为那一群笔里只有上帝知道哪一支是最适合你的。对。
Okay, let's turn before we go into chapter 3. Turn to Jeremiah, chapter 17. Jeremiah.17.
那我们在进到约翰福音的三章之前呢，我们先看另外一段经文，就是旧约的耶利米书17章 17, right?
Yes, and verse 9, and then the first half of verse 10, just
17章的九节和十节，就是旧约的1255页。
The last phrase of chapter 2 that we read was that he knew what was in man.
因为我们最后的二章的约翰福音二章的最后一段呢，讲到耶稣知道人万人的心，万人的心是什么样的呢？就是耶利米书这里讲的1255页。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 reads, the heart,That is, what's in man, the heart of man, is deceitful above all things, and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
耶利米书17章9节说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
This is a question that the prophet Jeremiah is asking. Lord, Jeremiah, by the Spirit of God, understood what the heart of man was like.And he said, it's as deceitful above all things beyond cure. Who can understand it?
这是耶利米，因为他能够在圣灵的带领下，用一个问题来问上帝啊，说人心这么坏啊，谁能识透呢？
And the Lord answers him.
然后耶稣就，上帝就回答了他。
I, the Lord, search the heart. I examine the mind.
他说我耶和华是鉴察人心试验人肺腑的。
So we might connect that to what Jesus is saying here in, what we find in the Gospel of John, that he knew what was in man.
所以这里呢我们可以联系到约翰福音讲的那段话啊，说他知道在人心里所存的。
Only God can know what a person's thoughts are.
那只有神知道，一个人的里面的内心思想是怎么
样。He searches the heart, he examines the mind.
他鉴察人的心，试验人的肺腑。
And to be the Messiah and give them their desires, what they thought were their desires, would leave them in the same corrupt condition that they were before.
即使他们知道这个是一个弥赛亚，他们知道这一切呢，当他们不是怀着真的灵里的信心去的时候，他们还是留在自己的罪恶的思想里。
What the nation needed was not a new political system.
所以一个国家，当时的以色列国，它需要的不是一个新的政治体制。
They needed a brand new beginning.
他们需要一个全新的开始。
Not from the outward politics, but from the inward heart.
不是从一个外在的政治开始，而是从里面的心开始。
And so that's what the story of Nicodemus brings before us.
这就是三章尼哥底母这个故事开始的前奏。
It says, chapter 3, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus.
那这里呢，三章一开始就讲了，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥德姆。
If God knew, if the Lord Jesus knew what was in man, He certainly knew what was in this man.
所以，如果耶稣知道万人，那他也一定知道这个叫尼哥德慕的人的心是怎么样的。
This is a very special man, though.
这是一个非常特别的人。
First of all, we read. Let's look at his credentials.
我们先来看一下这个人的背景。
He's a man of the Pharisees.
他是一个法利赛人。
The Pharisees were very well educated and they were a very strict religious sect or group.
他们是非常受过高等教育的一群人，而且极其宗教化的一群人。
The scribes and the Pharisees are often mentioned together.
文士和法利赛人常常一起来被提到。
And the scribes were the scholars, the interpreters of the law.
那文士呢，或者叫学者呢，他们在当时常常是律法，就是旧约圣经的解释者。
So Nicodemus was very, very well acquainted with the Old Testament scriptures.
所以呢，尼哥德慕这个人呢，他是非常非常熟悉旧约圣经的。
And his interpretation of them was very orthodox, very, very fundamental.
那旧约圣经的解释呢，在当时是非常正统的。
It says also that he was a member of the Jewish ruling council.
那这里呢，他还是犹太人的官。
There were 70 men that were chosen out of the nation of Israel to rule the council.
有70个人呢，从犹太的全国被选出来，成为当时犹太民的一个统治阶层。
In China, there was 200.
中国有200个。
The ruling council.
对，就是一个统治的，就像一个委员会一样，这是他们的委员会，他们是70个人。
So as a member of the ruling council, he was a man that was of outstanding ability.
那因为他是这个委员会的议员啊，所以他就是一个官啊，他是犹太人的官。
They were like judges.
他就像一个法官一样。
So it was a very honorable position that he held.
是一个非常受尊敬的职位。
And also, notice verse 10.
你注意这个第十节。
It says here, you are Israel's teacher.
耶稣这么问尼哥德慕说你是以色列人的先生。
What does that mean? It means that he was probably the foremost interpreter of the law. At that time in Israel.
这句问话啊，很可能表明呢，尼哥德慕他不但是这个法利赛人，他还是法利赛人当中最最有资格来教导圣经的那么一个人。
It would be like the dean of a faculty at a university.
有点像呢，大学里面那个系主任。
Yet with a whole national recognition.
那这样的一个身份呢，是整个全国都很尊敬的一个身份。
The question, if a question came up, they'd say, well, ask Nicodemus.
所以当大家圣经有问题的时候呢，都想到先去问这个叫尼哥德慕这个人。
He was the teacher of Israel.
所以就管他叫以色列人的先生。
So this man was a very, very important man.
所以这个人是非常非常重要的一个人。
Not only that, we discover that he was a very honest man.
那不但如此呢，他还是一个非常受人敬仰的一个。 诚实的。
But also we find out that even though he's so well educated and so well respected, he's a very ignorant man.
即使呢他如此受尊敬受敬仰其实他也是很无知的一个人。
And he didn't know the reality of what the Lord Jesus is going to talk about.
其实他完全不明白耶稣想要说的是什么。
Now it says he came to Jesus by night, verse 2.
第二节说他是夜里来见耶稣。
Now, it's often been questioned why he came at night.
所以这里常常会被问到这么一个问题，为什么他晚上来看耶稣？
Some have said that it was because he was afraid to come in the daytime where he might be seen.
有的人这么说，就他们可能白天不太敢来，就是怕别人看见了，不好意思。
Because already Jesus had a lot of enemies among the leaders of that nation.
而且呢，因为当时耶稣已经在整个国度里呢，有很多的敌人了。But
there might be another reason.
但也许还有其他的原因。
Because the Lord Jesus was engaged in teaching all day in the temple. There was no way that he could find him in the daytime.
因为耶稣在白天的时候呢，是整天都是在圣殿里教导别人，所以尼哥底母呢也没有机会去单独见他。
And Nicodemus wanted a quiet, uninterrupted interview with him.
所以尼哥底母他希望有一个不被打扰的单独的机会。
There may have been a little bit of fear as well. There may have been a combination of circumstances.
那当然也有一定，也许他心里有一些畏惧，也担心去得罪其他人，所以这些因素加在一起，就引导他可能是晚上去见他。
And so he comes and to interview the Lord Jesus.
所以他晚上就来到耶稣面前来有一个交谈。
He came to ask questions.
他来问问题的。
He didn't ask very many questions.
他并没有问很多的问题。
Notice what it says here. Rabbi, a very respectful term.
注意他这里说到的是拉比，非常尊敬的尊称。
Don't forget he was the teacher of Israel.
你别忘了，他是犹太人的先生。
And he recognized Jesus as a greater teacher.
那他站在他的位置，他承认耶稣是一个更大的老师。
But and he says to him, "We know you're a teacher, come from God."
他说，我们知道你是从神那里来做师傅的。
That was generally accepted by honest people.
然后这个是作为一个诚实的人来说呢，他是能够这么说出来，他承认这个。
There were some of the rulers had already decided that they would not follow him.
因为有些当时的犹太人的官已经决定他们不要跟随耶稣。
And they denied his authority.
他们也否定了耶稣的权柄。
Don't forget, he had just cleansed the temple.
别忘了耶稣刚刚洁净了那个圣殿。
And the priests and the Sadducees who controlled the commercial enterprise in the temple, they had already been thinking, how are we going to get rid of this one?
那我们都知道呢，在洁净完圣殿以后，那些撒都该人、那些祭司阶层，靠着圣殿来谋利的那些人，已经开始思考怎么样除掉耶稣了。But
those miracles had convinced these people that, or many honest people at least, had convinced them that this man couldn't have come from anywhere else but from God.
但是呢，对于一些诚实的人啊，在当时，即便他是一个官长，他是一个法利赛人，他也依然认识到呢，不管怎样，这个人因着他的神迹，他必定是从神来的。But
that's as far as their faith went.
这就是在当时他们的信心能够到的程度，就是这样，他们相信这个人是从神来的。Yes.
So the Lord Jesus then is approached by Nicodemus. So he recognizes that that's the only origin of those miracles. It had to be from God.
他也认识到所有这些神迹的一个源头只能是从神
来。But he comes short in his understanding of who Jesus really is.
但是他依然对耶稣到底是谁的认识是不足的。
Now he should have seen him as the Son of God. He should have seen the Lord Jesus, that this was the very Son of God come from heaven.
他应该能够本来应该能够认识到这是应该是从神来的圣子啊。
Turn to Matthew chapter 8.
我们来看一下马太福音的八章。
Matthew chapter 8 and verse 4.
八章的四节。
We read there that the Lord Jesus had just healed a leper.
马太福音八章四节十三页就说呢，这里耶稣刚刚医治了一个大麻风。
No leper had ever been healed, except in the Old Testament, the miracle that Elijah performed.
历史上从来没有人。的大麻风被医治过 除了在旧约的以利亚的时代呢他医治了一个大麻风。
And so, there we have them there in verse 4, he says, see that you don't tell anyone, he tells the leper that had been cleansed. Go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them.
耶稣对那个被医治的大麻风说呢，你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
So, that testimony to them, to the priest then should have understood that only God could heal, that this had to be the Son of God.
所以这样的证据是给那个祭司阶层做证据的，因为祭司们应该知道这种神迹除了是从神来的没可能是人能做的。
There were a number of signs and miracles that Jesus did to confirm that he alone was the Son of God.
因为很多的神迹呢耶稣其实已经向人显明了他就是那个从神来的那个圣子。
But he was in ignorance. Nicodemus was in ignorance.
尼哥底母在这里他还是没认出来。
All he understood that God was with him, that he was not God himself.
所以他尼哥底母在那个时候他能够认识到的点是这个人是跟神与他同在但是他不知道这个就是那个神。
Now I'm sure that Nicodemus had meant to say more.
我相信呢尼哥底母还是有很多的话要说在这里。
But the Lord Jesus interrupts him here.
但是呢耶稣打断了他。
There's no sense going talking about religious things. What he's going to talk about is that Nicodemus, he said, unless you're born again, you won't even see the kingdom of God.
所以因为他打断的原因呢他不需要尼哥底母再讲更多的关于政治啊关于这个宗教的东西他要把尼哥底母引到那真正得救的方向去就是你要重生否则你不能进神的国。
Nicodemus was hoping that Jesus as the teacher would instruct him in these matters.
所以尼哥底母来到耶稣面前其实他带着一个愿望呢你是老师你给我一些命令让我能够去可以遵循去做但是耶稣其实直接给他指了一条路去重生。
And Jesus instructs him all right, but It's an instruction that says, Nicodemus, in your present state, you can't see it unless you're born from above.
所以耶稣也的确给了他一个命令。这个命令就是呢，尼哥底母，在你现在的状态下呢，你是根本没有办法明白的。你必须要从上面要重生，你才能明白这些话。
Nicodemus, there's one thing you need.
所以尼哥底母，你只有一件事你需要做。
You don't need a teacher or a rabbi. You need a savior.
所以你不需要一个什么老师一个拉比你需要一个救助。
Nicodemus thought that his life was perfect, that all he needed was a little more instruction.
所以尼哥底母来到耶稣面前呢其实他是一个什么心态他觉得他的人生已经很不错了比较完美了他只需要再多一点的老师的教导提升一点就好了。
Something more to add to his already successful life.
也在他已经很成功的人生里面多加一点东西。
Instead, what the Lord Jesus is saying to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, your, all your life so far has been for nothing.
所以实际上耶稣是跟尼哥底母讲的话的意思呢，就是你的一生啊，至少到现在啊，所做一切啊，啥都不是。
He said, what he's saying is all your hopes are built on an earthly foundation.
所以你的一生呢，他指尼哥底母，你所一生的建筑的基础啊，都是属地的盼望。
But the Lord looked into his heart.
但是耶稣呢，看见了他里面
的心。Nicodemus was longing for something beyond this.
因为呢，他看见尼哥底母，他的心呢，盼望超越地上一切的这个属地的盼望，他是超越这个点的。
And does Nicodemus find this treasure?
所以他找到了这个宝藏吗？
We find that he did.
他的确找到了。
He became a true humble believer in the Lord Jesus.
他也变成了一个真正谦卑的信靠耶稣的人。
He was one of the two men that took Jesus down from the cross and buried him in Joseph's tomb.
对，他是两个人之一啊，最终把耶稣从十字架上放下来，葬在那个约瑟的亚利马太约瑟的墓里面，两个人之一。
So,I think what we'll do is we'll take a break here.
我们先暂时休息一下。
And we're going to talk about the second birth.
我们就看到重生，尼哥底母的重生。
After the break, you want to pray?
Yeah, 我们一起来做个祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们丰盛的灵粮。我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感谢，父啊。我们要赞美您，因为我们一切所需的您都知道。我们未张口以先您都已经明白。您要我们的是先求神的国神的义，您就把那最好的圣灵加给我们盼望我们在圣灵里先重生认识您也在圣灵里走成圣，越来越像基督的路。父啊，谢谢您，求您带领我们，祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
So Lord Jesus interrupts Nicodemus.No doubt Nicodemus had a lot more to say and to question.
那耶稣在这里打断了尼哥底母啊，我们能猜得到尼哥底母有更多的问题或者话呢想跟耶稣说。
And in verse 3,
第三节，
He turns the conversation around in a different direction.
耶稣就把这个对话转向了另外一个方向。
In effect, what he's saying to Nicodemus is, Nicodemus, I'm going to be speaking a different language than what you're familiar with.
所以基本上耶稣想说的就是，他想跟尼哥底母说，我想说的是另外一个频道的东西，另外一种语言。
Nicodemus, unless...no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
就是三节的后半段说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Nicodemus thought that the kingdom of God was a political and earthly manifestation, or it would be it would be an earthly kingdom.
那尼哥底母认为呢，这神的国呢是。地上的政治性的国度
Eventually it will be
当然了最终也会是这样的一个国度
But first it's going to be but first and foremost it's a spiritual kingdom
但是最初呢也是最重要的是一个属灵的国度
And so we want to look at this word born again
我们先要看一下这个词重生
The word born again carries with itTwo distinct meanings.
那重生呢有两个特别的含义。
And the first one is that it means to be born again, as we would say, a new beginning, a new life.
第一呢我们都知道重生肯定是意味着一个新的开始和生命。
born anew is what we might say.
或者说呢，我们讲，新生。
But it also carries the meaning of being born from above.
然后这里还有一层的意思是从上面而生。
It points to the origin of this new birth.
啊，它指向了这样的一个新生命的来源是哪里。
Now, Nicodemus, he focuses on that born again. That is, the renewal part of it.
那尼格丁姆注重的一个角度呢，就是新生的这么一个角度。
Later on, the Lord Jesus focuses on where the origin, where that birth came from.
那后面呢？耶稣就把这样的一个视角呢，转向了这个新生命的源头。
But both meanings are covered here in as we continue on through the study.
那两层的意思呢，我们后面都会探讨。
So Nicodemus was looking for an earthly king. Jesus is talking about a spiritual kingdom.
那尼哥底母在讲一个地上的国度，耶稣在讲一个属天的国度。
And so in answer, Nicodemus says in verse 4, about being born again, how can a man be born when he's old?
所以第四节尼哥底母说呢，人都老了，怎么能重生呢？
He's puzzled and he says, well, can someone enter in? The closest he could think was if a person is to be born again, they would enter into his mother's womb again, which is ridiculous.
所以这个他的想象最多能想到一个程度，就是他一个人再回到母腹里再生出来，这就是他对重生的最最最高的理解了。
And so you can see when speaking about spiritual things, human reason, can't take you very far.
所以你会看见一个人的理性啊，在属灵的事情上，其实不能帮助你走太远。
When we're talking about spiritual things, they're spiritually discerned.
啊，因为当我们讲到属灵的事情的时候呢，我们就一定是讲到属灵的这个判断和看见。
So, even if a person could be, naturally born again, it would still leave them natural, wouldn't it?
即使一个人能够自然的，在肉体里的重生，他依然是属肉体的，依然是属地的。
So, Nicodemus is completely puzzled by this whole thing.
所以尼哥底母在这件事情上是完全糊涂的。
So it's a spiritual birth that the Lord Jesus is talking about. A spiritual birth that is absolutely necessary.
那耶稣在讲的是一个非常有必要的属灵的重生。
In verses 5 and 6.
这就是第五节和第六节的内容。
In verse 5, the Lord Jesus, he confirms what he's just said.
那第五节呢，耶稣就只是证实了他刚才讲的事情。
I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and of the Spirit.
我实在的告诉你呢，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And what Nicodemus was thinking about was in verse 6 we read, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit.
那尼哥底母想的就是第六节讲的，就是从肉身生的就是肉身，但是呢，耶稣说的是从灵生的，那才是灵。
So Nicodemus was thinking in terms of the flesh, Jesus is talking about in terms of the Spirit.
所以尼哥底母在讲的是肉身生的概念，耶稣讲的是灵生的概念。
So, go back to verse 5, and we read there that, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and of the Spirit.
第五节说呢，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Now we need to know what this means exactly.
我们需要确切的知道这句话的意思。
Now the water here is not the water baptism.
这里的水呢，不是在讲受水洗的意思。
Baptism is a picture of death.
因为呢，水洗预表着死啊。
Not a picture of rebirth.
不是说一个重生的这个预表。
And so, we're not talking about water baptism because that would a person can be baptized. And if he's still a sinner, He can be baptized. He comes out a cleaner sinner, but the sinner is nevertheless. It doesn't change the person.
那水洗呢？不能改变一个人呢？就像假设一个人是一个罪人的话呢？他受一下水洗啊，他是一个更洁净的罪人，他还是个罪人。
Scripture makes it very clear that baptism is merely the demonstration or testimony to the world of what has taken place secretly in the heart.
所以水洗只是一个表达，外在的表达，告诉世界，告诉身边的人，他这个人里面发生了一个巨变，发生了一个大的变化。
Someone that has received Christ as their Savior in their heart.
那某一个人他接受耶稣成为他的救主，在他心里那一刻。
Now is publicly declaring what has taken place in their heart, in private. They're declaring to the world that they are now identified with the one who died, was buried, and rose again.
所以水洗只是公开的宣称，告诉别人在这个人里面他接受耶稣成为他的救主，他里面已经重生了，一个外在的宣称。
It doesn't bring salvation.
他水洗本身不带来救恩。
It doesn't confirm salvation.
他也不证实救恩。
All it is a public witness.
它只是一个公开的宣称，公开的见证。
Of what has already taken place.
见证什么呢？见证这个人里面已经发生了的一件事情。
And so what does this mean? Born of the water and born of the Spirit.
那从水和圣灵生的是啥意思呢？在这。
The idea of the second birth, we use another word.
那我们重生呢，我们可以有时候会用另外一个词来表达。
It's called regeneration.
或者叫做 regeneration, 再生再生。
Where something comes out of death.
或者说呢，某样东西是从死亡里出来的。
It's not the same as resurrection, exactly, but it's based upon the resurrection of Christ.
那这个虽然不是复活的意思，但是它的确是基于耶稣的复活而来的。
Regeneration is where something was dead,And new life was put into it.
那再生是某样东西已经死了，然后把新生命呢放到这个已经死了的东西里面去，就是再生。
So let's take a look. We're going to look at these two things, born of water and of the Spirit.
所以我们要把两件事情分开来查考，一个是水，一个是圣灵，这两个生是什么意思
？These are very, very closely linked together.
这是非常紧密的联系的两样东西。
Titus chapter 3, first of all.
我们先看提多书的三章。
Titus chapter 3, and we'll verses 5 and 6.
提多书三章的六节 ,380 页新约的380页。新约380页，380，5 and 6, right?
Yeah.
五节和六节。
He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth,And renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督叫我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
So there we see that term.The washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
这里我们就看见这个词呢，重生的洗，和圣灵的更新。
Now the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and applies it to the person when they believe, and new life is imparted through the Word by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵呢是把神的话借着一个人的信浇灌进这个人的心 做的是这么一件一个事情，借着人的信浇灌人的心。
We read that the word of God is living and powerful.
因为我们知道神的话呢是活的，也有大有能力的。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who comes and takes that word, convicts us of our sin, and then imparts new life through that word.
所以圣灵做的事情是，借着人的信呢，就让人明白这个话是真的。当明白这个话真的，就知道我们是个罪人。然后就愿意接受神的话进到我们心里去，所以重生就是发生了这么一件事情。
So let's look at a couple of other scriptures too.
我们再看一下其他的经文。
Ephesians chapter 5,
以弗所书的五章
，verse 26,
五章的二十六节。
Verse 25,
二十五节。
Ephesians 5:25,
三百四十四页。新约
and 26.
以弗所书五章二十五和二十六节。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of water through the word, to present her to himself.A radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. So verse 27.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
And so here we see that the water there is spoken of as a washing of water by the word.
所以这里水洗啊，就是二十六节，它是借着道，就是神的话，把教会洗净的。这个水就其实就是神的话。
And again, First Peter chapter 1.
那我们再读一处，就是彼得前书的一章四百零九页。
And verse 23.
二十三节，四百一十页。新约四百一十页
First Peter 1 verse 23
彼得前书一章二十三节
For you've been born again not of perishable seed but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God
你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Now these figures of speech that the Bible teaches us, they're not to be taken in a sense a literal sense.
所以这些话啊，圣经里提到这个话，它并不是一个字面的意思。
In John chapter 3, the word of God, by the Spirit of God is likened to water. Is compared to water.
所以约翰福音三章里讲的用水和圣灵施洗，这个水呢，其实就指着神的话，神的道。
It's a metaphor for the action of the Word of God.
这个是一个比喻啊，就像神的话所起的作用，就像用水洗的那个作用一样。
Where the Word of God can cleanse the soul, so new life can come into that.
因为神的话呢，就能够洁净一个人的灵，这样的话呢，新的生命才能够进来。
Here we read that the word of God is like a seed.
这里我们读到呢，彼得前书读到这个神的话呢，就像一个种子一样。
You see, and the word of God, in us produces a new life as a seed produces new life.
所以神的话。创造的生命啊，在我们里面就像一个种子种下了，结出这个新的生命来，是一个道理。
And so these figures of speech, they're illustrations of the deeper spiritual truths.
所以这些的比喻啊，它其实是一个解释的方法，来给我们看见更深的属灵的道理。
In John chapter 15, we'll go there. There's a verse I like to pick up there where he's talking to his disciples. John chapter 15 verse 3.
15章的3节, 新约的193页,
Judas is not with them now.
这时候呢, 犹大呢, 卖主的犹大已经离开了。
So this would not apply to him. And the Lord Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
所以15章3节说呢, 现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
So we have these various figures of speech about the water is a cleansing agent in a natural sense. We wash our hands.
那我们在自然的环境下呢, 水常常是用来洗东西,洗干净, 比如说洗手的。 所以神的话呢, 就像一个我们灵里的水来洗干净我们灵的作用是一样的。
But the water that God cleanses a soul and produces a new life is the Word of God by the action of the Spirit of God.
所以神的道来洗净我们的灵呢, 所这个过程就像, 神的话就像水一样, 在圣灵的, 作用下呢, 就把我们的灵给洁净了。
So that's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, unless you're born from above, born by the water and the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
这就是为什么耶稣对尼哥底母说, 啊, 你除非用水和圣灵来洗净, 所以这两样是共同工作的, 我们才能够灵, 才能够得洁净。
Yeah, you need to be cleansed by the action of the Word of God through the Spirit of God.
所以这个是一个人的灵只能是在, 神的道的作用下, 然后通过圣灵来带领, 才能够得洁净。
And now, Jesus then says in verse 7, you shouldn't be surprised at this, Nicodemus.
他说你不要稀奇啊, 听说重生。
Nicodemus was shocked about this.
很显然, 尼哥底母听到这个话是很震惊的。
He still doesn't understand how this works.
他依然不明白这个是怎么做成的, 这些事情。
See, for him, religion was all outward display.
因为在他那里呢, 宗教都是外在的显明出来, 就显象的东西。
Now, if you wanted to convert to become a Jew, you would have to change your dress, you'd have to change your habits, it's all outward display.
比方说我想成为一个犹太人, 我要改变很多外在的东西, 我要改变我的服装, 我改变我的生活习惯, 这些全是宗教式的外在的东西。
It's all outward actions.
这是外在的行为。
But the Lord Jesus is saying, what I'm saying to you is this new birth, it's secret. It's within you.
所以耶稣想表达的意思, 这样的重生啊, 是秘密的, 是里面的, 是在里面发生的变化。
And so he uses the illustration of the being born again in verse 7. He says verse 8 rather. He says the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear the sound, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit.
所以八节说呢, 风随着意思吹, 你听见风的响声, 却不晓得从哪里来, 往哪里去, 凡从圣灵生的也是这样。
Nicodemus is looking for outward things, you see, of the flesh.
尼哥底母他在寻求的是外在的, 肉体的东西, 你看见吗?
But Jesus is using a natural phenomena as an illustration.
那耶稣用一个自然的现象来做比喻, 来解释里面的东西。
He says the wind is invisible.
他说呢, 风是看不见的。
You can't tell where it came from, where it goes to.
你也不知道哪里来, 到哪里去。
Even Environment Canada can't tell you exactly where that is.
即使加拿大的这个环境署也不知道告诉你这个风是哪里来, 到哪里去。
But he says, you see the effect of it, don't you?
但是他说呢, 你能够感受到它对你的影响, 对不对?
The effect
of what has taken place inside is going to be demonstrated in actions.
因为呢，里面发生的变化呢，一定会在外在的行为当中表现出来。
What Jeet read us from James is a very good illustration of this.
就像刚才 Jeet 弟兄讲到的雅各书的那段话，就是这个表示的意思。
If there's no effect outwardly, then you might suspect there's been no change inwardly.
如果在外在它没有变化呢，你可以高度怀疑它里面有没有改变。
But he said that.The wind blows where it will. You see the tree branches moving. You see the effect of it.
同样的道理呢，你怎么知道有风呢？你一定是看见有东西在动，你就知道有风。
But you don't see the wind.
但你没看见风。
So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God.
那每一个从圣灵重生的也是一样的，你没有看见圣灵。
It's not by sight, Nicodemus.
这不是肉眼通过肉眼来辨识的。
And so, it's interesting too that the word that the Lord Jesus used, pneuma, which is the, Greek word, for wind, it's also the same word for breath and for spirit.
所以这里呢，很有意思的是这个风这个词啊，在原文里面呢，希腊文的原文里面它用的是 pneuma, 那这个词呢，同样它可以指另外两样东西。一个呢就是呼出来的气，一个呢就是圣灵，啊，所以这三个是可以是同一个词的，风、气，和圣灵。
I just want to add a little bit. You know, when I was young, there was a young man used to always come to me and say, "Are you born again?" And I didn't know what he meant by born again. And it's not something that you can learn in school or in the books or anything like that, being born again. And this man Nicodemus, he had studied all the books in the Old Testament. And,
he said, 在他小的时候呢，有人问他，就是你有没有重生啊？他年轻的时候，然后他从来没有不知道这个概念是什么，就是这个这是学校学不到的东西，就是。冷不丁有人问你有没有重生，你都不知道他在说什么。
Okay, so I used to wonder about this term "born again," and it wasn't until later on in life I understood what it meant to be born again. You see, when we are born into this world, our mother gives us birth. To God, our spirit and our soul is dead to God in sin and in trespasses.
所以我们。我在后来我慢慢才明白啊，这个重生啊，这概念是什么？比方说我们来到地上的时候，我们母亲呢给了我们生命，但是呢，这个是肉体的，我们的灵啊在罪恶和过犯里面是死的，就是在神眼里呢，我们的灵是死的，所以它这个要再活过来呢，是有个新的生命产生的过程。
So Nicodemus thought that he was a Pharisee. He knew the law.And he was a religious man, and he went about doing good only, and he didn't do any bad, that he would go to heaven. But Jesus came to teach him a lesson that we are born in sin and in trespasses, and we can't go to heaven like that in our sins. Not one sin will enter heaven.
尼哥底母呢，以及当时的所有的犹太人都认为呢，他们是要做一切的这些善事，做一切。律法上告他们的事呢，然后他们就可以去天堂了。耶稣颠覆了他们的概念，就是，每一个人都是罪人啊，那他们任何的罪人呢是不能够进到天堂里去的。
So Jesus was teaching him the lesson about the natural birth that we have here on earth and the spiritual birth that Christ gives through his sacrifice, the salvation that he offers to mankind.
所以耶稣在这里无非是区分了两个不同的生命，那一个是肉身的生命，一个是呢借着耶稣的死，借着我们的信能够重新得着的属灵的生命。
So when a person realizes that they are a sinner and they've trespassed against God, and they realize that God loves them and sent his son Jesus to die for their sins, when thatAwakening takes a place in their spirit and in their soul, and they ask God to forgive them their sins, and they receive the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. to forgive all their sins, then something very special happens.
所以当一个人他认识到自己是活在罪恶死在罪恶过犯中的是没有指望的，当他认识到耶稣替他死在十字架上给了他新的生命，就这样的一个认识啊，他就醒了，这个时候呢他就得着了一个新的生命，在他里面啊就发生了一个特别大的变化。
So they have been made right with God. Jesus has forgiven their sins, he has died on the cross, and they received the salvation, and something special happens within them. That spirit and that soul, which was dead to God, is now made alive because they are made right with God now.
就是这个变化，就是他原来里面那个灵，向着神已经死了的那个灵呢，现在活过来了，啊，重生了，他得着了一个新的生命，他和神之间的关系又修复了，啊，这个变化是肉眼看不见的。
So that person that gets saved or born again, as they say, they have a new start, a new life, not the old life. All the ideas and the thoughts and they all disappear. They start a new life in Christ.
所以在这个里面活过来的那些人，他们是有了一个新的开始和新的生命，和他以前所经历的那些生命是完全不一样的一个新的开始。
And most assuredly,when a person gets saved and he's born again, you will see fruit, you will see evidence of that.
而且非常确实的是，只要这个人开始重生了，你一点一点的就会看见他结出重生的果子来，他在外在的行为上就会发生变化。
You can see the effects of the wind that's blowing. The trees are going this way, the branches are moving back and forth and falling down.When a person gets saved, you can see them a different person. They act and they behave and they do things that are very different to the old nature that they had before.
所以就像风啊，你看见树叶子在动，啊，上上下下你就知道有风了。当一个人呢，他所行出来的和以前的那个老我呢，发生了很大变化了以后，你就知道他里面发生了重生，有个新的这个生命出来了。
So this great miracle that takes place, God says that we are new creation in Christ. We are not the old creation that we were in Adam, but now we are a new creation in Christ, and we live a new life.
这就是圣经讲的，我们在基督里是一个新造的人，我们不是原来在亚当里那个死在罪恶和过犯中的人，我们已经是一个新的生命了。
Now that our sins have been dealt with,Our heart is clean before God, and the Spirit of God comes and seals us and says that that person belongs to Jesus.
那借着这样的事情呢，我们的旧的生命已经死了，那新的生命呢开始了，而且是在基督里的。那这在这个关系里面呢，我们跟神的这个关系就变得正常，变得和好。
And the Spirit of God starts working in the heart of that new believer, that one who's been born again, and starts revealing the wonders and the beauties of Christ and His great sacrifice for mankind.
那圣灵呢，就盖上印，然后开始在我们里面做工，做什么工呢？就开始启示我们关于神的美好的一切的真理，让我们更深的明白神的道。
And we fall in love with this man.Christ Jesus. And he's the adoration and everything that we ever hoped for or dreamed about. He is our all in all. We don't need anything else. We don't want anything else. He gives us everything.
然后呢，我们会更深的明白，也更深的爱这个我们的主耶稣基督，因为慢慢的我们就发现，我们除了他其实什么都不要了，他是那最重要。
It's a wonderful place to be born again, to be saved from our sins, and on our way to heaven.
所以这是一个最重要的开始，就是重生，这是通向天堂那个门的起头。
So
So we go to verse 9.
我们回到第九节，约翰福音三章九节。
Nicodemus is another one of his short questions.
尼哥底母呢，又有一个短的问题来了。
How can these things be?
他觉得这怎么有这种事呢？
It's as though maybe the light is beginning to dawn on him a little bit.
也许呢，这个时候他里面已经有一些亮光了。
And so the Lord Jesus says to him, "You have studied these things. You're Israel's teacher. You don't understand these things."
耶稣就回答说：“你不是以色列人的先生吗？怎么还不明白这事呢？”
Well, what things is it we might ask?
我们可能会问什么事情？
Well, the things of the Spirit of God.
就是关于神的灵的事。
Does the Old Testament not speak about the Spirit of God?
旧约有没有讲到神的灵？
About the second birth.
讲到第二个生命，重生。
The second birth has always been necessary for men to enter the kingdom of God.
因为重生一直是必要的，让人进神的国必要的。
What about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob?
那亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这些人怎么办呢？
What about Moses and David and Aaron?
那亚伦、摩西、大卫他们怎么办？
We could think of many who put their trust in God. They were born again.
那一切把他们的信心放在神身上的，他们都重生了。
There is a difference between us now and them then.
当然，我从现在来。从那个救恩来说呢，我们今天的人呢的地位和当时的人是不一样的。
Because the Spirit of God, in this age now indwells believers. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit the moment we believe.
因为今天的人呢，我们的圣灵啊是住在我们里面，我们是受了圣灵的印记的。
But the Holy Spirit was actively working in people's lives in the Old Testament.
那圣灵呢，在旧约里面是非常活跃的，在人的生命中做工啊，它并不是住在人里面。
Let's look at a couple of spots in the Old Testament that speak about that.
我们可以看一点关于旧约里面圣灵做工的内容。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书的三十六章。
And God is, this is a promise that.Is given to Israel. Ezekiel chapter 20 or chapter 36 verse
24. 24节，对，1405页旧约。
And this is a prophecy that Nicodemus should have known.
这是一个神的应许啊，那个尼哥底母应该是知道这个应许，这是很重要的一个应许。1405页。
What does he say?
上帝在这里说什么呢？接着你一细节。
He says, "For I will take you out of the nations, I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you'll be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I'll give you a new heart, put a new spirit in you."And remove from you your heart of stone, and give you a real heart of flesh.
我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，给你们肉心。
And here we see that there is a promise made of cleansing by the water and the Spirit there in the Old Testament that Nicodemus should have been aware of.
所以这里呢，其实你会看见有一个应许，关于水的，关于圣灵的，重生的这个应许，尼哥底母应该知道这个应许的。
Notice he says, "I'll bring you back into your land." He's talking about the kingdom as it's manifested on earth.
然后他会说呢，我会把你们。带回你们的本地，这其实依然是在讲一个属地的国度的。
So although Nicodemus was waiting for an earthly kingdom, it would not be produced by a fleshly means.
即使尼哥底母在预 预期等候一个属地的国度的降临，这个也不是用肉体的方式来做的。
What we see in Israel today is a law, is a secular political movement. It's of the flesh.
我们今天看见了以色列国就是这么一个方式建起来的，它就是用一个属地的、属肉体的方式搭起来的这么一个国家。
Therefore, the Jews are fighting for every inch they can get.
那犹太人呢，为了他们的领地啊，每一寸的领地都是打仗抢来的。
God is bringing them back, but He hasn't given them the land yet.
上帝虽然把他们带回那块地呢，但是还是没有把他们所有的真正属他们的地呢还给他们。
Not until their hearts are changed will God give them His promises.
直到这些人的心能改变，其实以色列人到今天很多人还是不信，已经不信上帝。
Look at verse,
除非他们的心改变哈，神不会把那些地还给他们。
Chapter 37 verse 13, that's not the only place. There's a number of places in scripture.Chapter 37, Ezekiel 37, verse 13.
37章的13节，以西结书的37章13节。
Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live and will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it.
我往后翻一章，37章的13节，我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，我们就要，你们就要活了，我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也就如此成就了，这是耶和华说的。
Turn to Jeremiah, the previous prophet. Jeremiah,Chapter 31.
我们再看一下耶利米书的31章1282页，往前翻旧约。
And verse 33.
33节1282页旧约。
This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I'll put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Well, what is that? It doesn't say anything about the Word or the Spirit, does it, directly?
他这里并没有直接地讲到水和圣灵。
But it does say that he's going to write something on their hearts. What is that? The Word of God, is it not?
但他的确讲了他要写一些东西直接写在他们心里面。写什么呢？他的律法就是什么话。
And how is he going to write that? Using laser surgery?
他怎么才能写呢？
Hi.
难道是用
Hi. I learned a few Chinese words in China, but not very many. I was looking for Barb Cummings. Is she?
Barb is coming. She'll be here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Ingrid.
Elizabeth.
Ingrid. Is it? No. What was
Elizabeth,
it? Elizabeth. Yeah. Elizabeth. Elizabeth Ingrid. Elizabeth. Inrig. Inrig. I-N-R-I-G.
那怎么才能做到呢？难道他用那个雷射手术把它刻在你的心上吗？这个怎么才把律法写在你的心上？
Her husband was a well-known preacher in Calgary.
就是这个姊妹的先生是非常著名的卡尔加里的一个牧师。
I didn't recognize her. I haven't seen her for 40 years.
我们40年没见她，所以没认出她来嘛。
So, we're looking at that verse. It's the Word of God that the Spirit of God writes on their hearts.
所以神的话，神的灵呢，就写在他们的心上。
That's like the Spirit, that's the rebirth. Then, Isaiah chapter 44.
以赛亚书的44章。
That's the book before Jeremiah.
再往前翻。
Jeremiah 44, verse 3.
以赛亚书44章的3节。对，1180页。
44 verse 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants.
因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
So there's other places we could go in Scripture, like the book of Joel, which Peter quotes on the day of Pentecost, which Jeet just reminded me of. There's many other places in Scripture where God promises the Spirit to Israel, they have a new heart, a new life. Right.
圣经里有很多旧约很多处的经文啊，我们就不再一一查考了，都讲到上帝要用灵啊浇灌进他的孩子，以色列人让他们有重生。那比方说刚才这长老提到约珥书里面也有，后来被彼得在五旬节引用的一段经文也讲到同样的意思。
So the new birth was always necessary.
那新生呢或者重生呢总是必要的。
And so, in verse, if we go back to John, he says here, the Lord Jesus now confirms that what he's saying he has first-hand information about.
那耶稣在这里证明了一点，就是他所说的都是第一手的事实。
He's not just a prophet that was sent by God.
他不只是神派来的一个先知了。
He was God's man right from heaven.
他是从神来的，直接从上帝那来的，道成肉身的那个人。
A prophet is given a vision, but Jesus said, "I have seen these things with my own eyes in heaven."
所以先知啊，他们在地上都是看见异象的方式来明白神的话。
Verse 11, I tell you the truth.
耶稣是直接从神那里来的，所以他所接受的那个命令啊，是他自己从神那得的。
Verse 11, he says, "I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, we testify what we've seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony."
所以他说，我实在的告诉你呢，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的。是我们所见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
He says, verse 12, I've spoken to you of earthly things and you don't believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?
十二节说，我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
You see, those earthly things he's been talking about are those things from the Old Testament of the Spirit of God coming upon the nation in order for them to inherit an earthly kingdom. Those are the earthly things he's been talking about.
他讲的地上的事呢，就是就他旧约里面提到的，就他们要接受神从神而来的救恩，他们就真的能有那个地上的国度。所以上帝是要给以色列人地上的国度，他也告诉了他们怎么得。就这地上的事，他们都搞不明白。
But he says you don't understand those things. What if I were to talk to you about heavenly things?
就以色列人想要的地上的国度这些事呢，上帝跟他讲了，耶稣跟他讲了，他们都搞不明白。更何况你耶稣如果再讲一点天上的事，那就更晕了。
Jesus only hints at what those heavenly things are.
耶稣在这里只是隐含的，提了一下天上的事。
It's his church that he's going to build. A future church after his death and resurrection.
他所暗示的其实就是他死了以后重生复活复活以后升天以后呢在地上要建立的教会。
The church is a mystery that was hid in God from the foundation of the world.
教会是一个奥秘啊，是藏在基督里的，但是在万事以先就已经定下来。
So if you don't believe me about the requirements of coming into your earthly kingdom, how am I going to talk about heavenly things?
如果你连我告诉你们的 地上的国度，这样的这个事情你们都听不明白呢，那我怎么跟你讲属天的这个教会的事情？
And so, and then he goes further, and the Lord Jesus addresses the thought that was introduced earlier about the second birth.
所以接着他就讲了关于重生的一些更多的事情。
Remember we said that the second birth had two meanings.
我们都记得重生有两层意思，对吧？
It's not either one or the other, it's both together, running parallel.
它不是说一个对一个不对，而是呢两件都对，都平行的往前走。
There's the idea of being born again, which is a new life.
有一个重生是给一个新生命的概念，这层意思是对的。
But it also carries the meaning of being born from above, which talks about the origin of that new life.
那同样的也有一层意思是从上面而生，就是它的源头，生命的源头是从天来的。
Now Nicodemus was taken up with the second of those two things. He was talking about the idea of the first birth, the second birth, and he was taken about the born again. That's where he had a hang up.
那尼哥底母理解的是第一层的意思，就是第二次的生那他能明白的就是再生一次，这样的意思他明白。
Now Jesus is going to talk about the origin of that new birth.
那下面的耶稣要开始告诉他另外一层同样真实的意思，就是这个生命的源头是从天上来的。
He's told Nicodemus that he had to be born again or he couldn't see the kingdom of God.
他要告诉尼哥底母他必须重生，否则他就不能看见神的国。
And now he's going to say to him, no one has ever gone up to heaven.
那他现在要告诉他呢，告诉尼哥底母，没有人升过天。
That's verse 13.
这就是十三节说的。
No one has ever gone there on their own.
因为没有人自己去过那里。
Because Nicodemus might be thinking, well, how then do I get that? How do I get that heavenly birth, second birth?
然后尼哥底母可能会很想说呢，我怎么才能有这样重生的第二次生命的机会？
He had already said the second birth, go back into his mother's womb.
因为他已经说到了，这再生一次就是回母腹里。
Now, the Lord Jesus said no, but now is he going to go into heaven to get that second birth?
那他怎么样得到呢？耶稣告诉他不是回母腹，要到天上去得。
The Lord Jesus quickly removes that as an option.
他不是到天上去得，那个耶稣也把他这个概念拿走了。
He said no one has ever gone up into heaven.
因为没有人能从没有人升过天，除了拯救从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
That is of their own will, by their own actions, by their own will. They haven't gone. Nobody has ever said, "I'm going to heaven" and gone into heaven.
这没有人说我要去天上就到天上去，这是他自己的意愿。
But the scriptures speak about two men that actually did.
但是圣经里讲过有两个人的确是做过的。
But the problem there is not that they wanted to go to heaven. They may have wanted to go to heaven, but it was God who took them up to heaven.
问题是呢，不是他们说想去就去的，而是神把他们带去的。
Enoch was the first.
以诺是第一个。
And God removed him, it says. He took him away.
上帝把他取走了。
Elijah was the second.
以利亚是第二个。
He was taken up by a whirlwind into heaven.
那他是被一个旋风带走。
It wasn't by their own actions that took them to heaven.
那并不是因为他们自己的行为带到天上去的，是上帝把他们带走。
But so the Lord Jesus said, no one has ever gone up into heaven on their own will, by their own strength.
所以耶稣在这里想表达的就是，没有人是因着自己的努力或者自己的意愿就去天上就去了。
But he makes one exception.
但他讲了一个例外。
Except.
他说谁呢？
The Son of Man who came down from heaven.
除了他自己从天降下人就在天的他自己。
The basis of the second birth and the giving of the Holy Spirit would be the fact that the Son of God came down into the world and there he would go to the cross, and that's why he introduces this next. Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
所以 这里为什么他要这么讲呢？因为那通向天上的这条路只有是自己愿意下来道成肉身的这个人子，他死在十字架上然后又回去，只有这么一条路。所以他讲完这句话以后就开始讲摩西的故事。
Jesus came down from heaven in obedience to the will of the Father.
耶稣来到，从天来到地上，是顺服天父的旨意。
He could have. He was the only man that could actually go back up into heaven.
那他是唯一的人呢？他可以按照自己的意愿，他再回去，回天堂，可以的，因为他没有罪。
But that wasn't the will of the Father.
但这个不是天父的旨意。
The will of the Father was that He should go to the cross.
那天父的旨意呢，是要他上十字架。
And there he says in verse 14.
这就是十四节讲的意思。
And just as Moses,
就像摩西一样
lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
摩西在怎样在旷野举蛇，人子也就是耶稣也必照样被举起来。
If he went back into heaven, that would leave us exactly in the same position that Nicodemus was in at that moment.
如果耶稣什么也没有做，就又回到天上去呢，我们就会。像尼哥底母一样，我们依然不能够有重生的机会。
Without any hope,
没有任何的盼望
of being, having access into heaven.
也没有任何的可能去到天堂。
Now you know this story very well, don't you? The serpent in the wilderness.
你们都知道这个故事，非常熟悉这个在旷野蛇的故事。
How many have never read this story?
有谁没有读过这个故事的？
Yes. Okay. Well, then, for your sake, we don't feel shy. We want you.
没关系，我们再一起读一下也可以啊。
And so, what we might do, hopefully you're here next week, because we only have 5 minutes, and I would like to take a little bit longer on that. Hopefully you can come next week. If not, in a succeeding week, maybe we can talk about it. But. The picture there is the Lord Jesus is pictured from an Old Testament picture. If you read this week in Numbers chapter 22, I 21. Think. 21. Numbers chapter 21. And.
如果因为时间的关系啊，今天就剩五分钟啊，我们详细把这个故事读一遍的时间不够了。如果你下周还在的话呢，我们可以继续把这个读完。你们有兴趣可以回去把民数记的21章读一下。
And verses 4 to 9.
21章的4节到9节。民数记啊，第四卷，旧约的第四卷书。
But just to complete this week, we won't talk about that. We know the Lord Jesus is going to be lifted up. Upon the cross.
我们都知道耶稣要从十字架上被举起来啊。
And,
民数记21章257页4节到9节大家回去读一下。
What the cross represents to us.
那十字架对我们代表着什么呢
?Is that he's not on the earth, he's lifted up from the earth.
哦，他不是在地上的，他是在地上被举起来的。
But he's not ascended into heaven. He's halfway in between, you might say.
但他们也没有在到天上去，他是在半当中的。
And so this is where the man in his sin and God in his love and holiness they meet in this place where the Lord Jesus, being lifted up, made our sin, and in righteousness, God can. Raise him from the dead so that we might have access to him.
所以这个是一个什么点呢？就是人呢，因着罪呢，又到不了天上去；上帝因着公义的审判呢，不会到人地上来。这是人和神呢，在当中相遇的地方。那耶稣呢，替我们成为罪；那神的公义的审判呢，降在他的身上。我们在这个点上呢，才能跟神有新的、真正的灵里的相交。
And so the Lord Jesus who was absolutely perfect. He was made sin for us.
耶稣是完全的，完美的。他没有任何罪，但他替我们成为罪。
The very picture of the thing that was destroying mankind, the serpent, and his venom, the Lord Jesus took all that on himself and was punished and then died there upon the cross.
这就像耶摩西在旷野举的那条蛇哈，耶稣就替我们成为这个罪，蛇就是罪的代表。那在十字架上的这条蛇呢，其实就接受了公义的审判，替我们成为那个审判的代价。那因着这个呢，我们才能够跟神和好。
So that anyone who believes in the Lord Jesus, they're completely forgiven.
那任何相信耶稣基督的人呢，他们就一切的罪就得赦免了。
Because he stood between heaven and earth.
因为他站在了天和地之间。
For us.
成为那个中保，让我们。
To reconcile sinful man and a holy God once again.
把有罪的人和圣洁的神呢，有一个机会让他们和好。
我想提个问题吗？
Yeah,
就是在这个约翰福音这地儿，就是第三节第五呢，那个耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”然后都是第一人称我那一段，就是 I。
对。
然后到下面的时候呢，就是我实实在在的告诉你们，就是到第十一节的时候，
对，
然后转换人称是我们，我就想问问我们指的是谁
？Okay, yeah. So, in chapter 3, the question is in John chapter 3, starting from verse 5 and verse 3. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth," and verse 5, "I tell you the truth." Here, both I. But in chapter 11, in verse 11, I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know. So, change from I to we. So, what's the, we here?
Unless he's speaking of his Father and the Spirit of God himself, the Trinity here, it may be that he's speaking of. It couldn't be John the Baptist. Couldn't be his disciples. It could only be someone, part of the Godhead himself. It's the witness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit there, I believe. It's very remarkable, Spring. that was the one question I had going through this chapter. It's remarkable that you pick out these very fine points. You must be reading your Bible very carefully.
他说呢，也许是指三位一体的神，那就是我们了。那呢，你也可以理解成他说到了施洗约翰或者他的门徒。那长老自己呢，更倾向于是在讲三位一体的神。那这个其实。他以前也有这个问题，说明你读圣经还是读得很细的。
You see, he was sent by the Father.
因为他是被父差来的。
He was sealed by the Spirit of God at his baptism for his ministry.
而且他在他自己开始服侍，施洗约翰给他施洗的时候呢，圣灵是给他印了印的。
The Spirit was given to him, it says, without measure.
而且给到他的圣灵是不可限量的。
And he also testified, the Father is always with me.
而且呢，他一直是在做见证的，父始终与他同在。
So I believe that there is an indication that this is the, he's speaking for the whole Godhead himself.
所以他这里讲到的就是所有的三位一体的三个位格的神，就讲到了我们，因为这三个位格在整件事情里都参与了。Yeah.
You want to pray for us?
Yeah. 我们一起来做祷告哈。我们的天上的父，谢谢您啊，求您带领我们，真的更深的明白救恩的真理啊，因为这个救恩是如此大的代价，又是如此的珍贵，是吧？啊，我们靠着自己真的不能得救，因为赎价是真的何等的大，我们只能罢休。我们要做的就是怀着信心来到您的面前，接受这救恩。我们接受救恩，我们就得着圣灵的印记。 我们就在圣灵里借着您的话得洁净，也更深的明白一切您藏在基督里的真理，让我们越来越有基督长成的身量。是吧，谢谢您，也请您祝福我们，祝福我们的亲人，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。